Knocked them both down. A lot of really good things, a lot of appreciation in our locker room for the different men that helped, men and women that helped us be able to come on the road like we did and prepare like we did and basically take care of our own business as a football team, football coaches, football players. And I'm talking about, you know, the equipment guys, Bob Romanski and Tom Jones and Pete, with all, you know, all the stuff that behind the scenes, that kind of, you know, Dave Nash and the video department, all that stuff. It allowed us to do what we did. And to come get these two victories was huge and not put so much strain on our football team. That was big. They really don't have an answer for you on why so many penalties. I don't think my couple of hours away yesterday at my boys' game was the difference. I say that facetiously. Obviously, you know, we played through a lot of that. I think the great thing is we did play through it, and we got the win. So, you know, a lot of what stopped us early in the game was self-inflicted offensively. We cleaned that up. When we cleaned that up, we scored. We didn't clean that up. We were the second and third and real long, and we didn't score. So I thought once we cleaned that up, we moved it and scored real well. So, again, real proud of our guys. Gritty effort. Would have liked to have ended it right there. I thought we executed as a football team very well at the end to have a shot to win the game. We'll count on Seabass to line up and knock those down for us in the future. He missed on that one today. So I know that was tough for him and tough for us. Put us in a tough spot, but we came through. And at the end of the day, we had each other's backs, and we got it done. So, questions?
To set a record with 23 penalties and still win, does that almost set you guys really like a role you can't lose right now? I mean, is it kind of a...
I don't know if I get into all that. I think for us, you know, it's another win. We stacked up another win, and we recognize we have things we've got to be better at. So, you know, again, that it makes it easier to get their attention because it's obvious. I mean, that's easy to see. You know, you just can't do that. So, obviously, we'll have to clean that up. Yeah, I mean, we talked about it. I really felt like our defense wasn't allowing them to do anything. I felt good about us being able to stop them right there. It was a combination, really combination of factors allowed us to choose to go that route. Kind of like at the end of the game, I really thought, you know, that in my heart, I really thought we'd be able to do what we did, which is get the ball back and still have a chance to win with a field goal. And we're able to do that. So it's always great when you trust. And that trust is rewarded, you know. So that builds confidence. We'll continue to grow as a football team. You know, our quarterback made a ton of plays today. We really did. And obviously, Coop came up big. Crab came up big. Seth at the end. The backs. I think everybody involved, really. He's been bugging us since I got here. Tries to tell me what an athlete he is, what great hands he has. And he played basketball growing up, all those things, you know. Okay. So, actually, the play didn't look that great in practice all week, but we kept it up, and we executed a lot better against them than we did our scout team.
When they have to announce that number 72 is eligible, are you almost worried that it's sticking their hand like that?
No, because we had so many tackles eligible. I think you see us doing that. I think we had three different guys report eligible today at from the tackle position playing tight end. So, we knew we'd have to do a little adjusting to have some size in there when we lost Lee, and we've done that using some of our offensive tackles. Yeah, it was really awesome. I told the guys a way to have my back because I was, you know, obviously there's going to be scrutiny. You guys would pick on me, have a lot to say if we hadn't won. I'd be answering that question, right? So we won, so I don't have to answer that question.
Best game you've seen Derek have.
I don't know if I'd say the best game throughout, but it was awesome. I mean, it was an awesome performance. But I don't know. I've seen some good ones. I think we'll continue to see good ones from him. You know, he's very confident. He's got some weapons that he's utilizing, and it was a heck of a performance today.
From the team-wide perspective, Jack, what does it mean to be able to overcome all these self-inflicted wounds and to still –
Yeah, I think, I mean, for us, it's all about finding a way to win. You know, whatever it takes. You know, we want to come out of here with a smile on our face. We talk about that a lot. I thought the way we prepared all week was really good. You know, I thought the way we competed was really good. Despite, you know, the highs and the lows, and some of the lows being caused self-inflicted, I thought our guys kept a really positive spirit of how we're going to respond to things and how we're going to continue to play and how we're going to continue to expect good things. And that's something that you have to work on, and we have worked on it. We'll continue to work on it because we believe in each other, and we believe that we can win these games, and we believe that we're going to find a way somehow. Yeah, it was businesslike. Yeah, it was very. I'm proud of our guys for that. I expected no less, and we were businesslike, purposeful, you know, prepared. The lifts we had were really good. You know, the way we operated was like a professional football team should. So proud of the effort.
When the offense gets out to a slow start, do you use that faith in Derek and the guys when they figured
out? Oh yeah, absolutely. And even went up and said, look, it's all self-inflicted right now. I mean, we're moving the ball. We've just caused, you know, with penalties, caused ourselves to be behind the chain. So, you know, don't fret. Don't get frustrated. Just keep playing.
Yeah, what are the Bucs building here? They got things going in the right direction.
Well, I mean, look, I hope so, because I've got a lot of good people that worked with me at one time that are here now coaching the Bucs. So I'm pulling for them other than today. We needed the victory. You know, I wish them the best going forward, but I'm not going to judge their work. I'm going to support them from afar and just do what I can with our team.
How's this win going to help you down the line, Jack, overcome an adversity like this that you're going to face later in the season?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us is stacking up wins. You know, one way or another is keep stacking up wins however we can. Keep correcting the things that need to be corrected. Keep growing as a football team.
Anything on Sean Smith injury?
He was injured and couldn't return. Shoulder. Yeah, and that was, you know, obviously we'll do the test and determine, you know, how severe and, you know, what the return might be and all that kind of stuff. But right now he just was not able to return, and it was his shoulder. Yeah. I thought we'd get to the line a little quicker than that. In hindsight, I definitely should have called that. Yeah, without a doubt. I already own that one. That's on me. I thought we would be able to get to the line, execute a play without, and keep it in our pocket. And at the end of the day, I didn't give us probably another 20 seconds at least that I could have saved us. So, yeah, no question. I can do that better.
Michael Barrett has a huge year. Huge role so far with today. Nice catch in the end zone.
Yeah.
You guys
your
depth a little bit.
Yeah, big. Yeah, awesome to see. Talked about one of the questions I answered this week was get our tight ends more involved. Michael for a touchdown was a good place.
Yeah.
Answering my Twitter. Well, I mean, that's what I said. We've got to back it up, right? I can't just talk about it. So.
Watch those things.
Right.
Getting to the point, you'd rather stay on the road?
No. We like playing them wherever they put the ball down. So, you know, we like them at home. We like them on the road. We just like competing. It wasn't a lack of communication on the sideline. It was a lack of communication from the guys signaling what personnel group it is, and the guys need to see that and respond appropriately. So you know, that's something you work on, and we do it throughout the ball game. And for whatever reason, and we'll investigate and spend a great deal of time as a staff about that because that's something you can't see. So obviously those kind of mistakes cannot happen. As I've said before, the pre-snap things, things that are like that, lack of ability to substitute properly, that's unacceptable. When you're out there and you're battling and you get called for a hold or, you know, your hand comes up and you get a helmet or something, it can happen. And we want to compete and be aggressive, so they will happen. But, that other stuff has to be eliminated.
You're watching it. You're substituting a guy on defense and no one else is coming out.
Right. Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking this is not very smart what's going on right here. I'm thinking please run off the field like you're supposed to right here. But obviously a couple of other thoughts came into my mind, which I shared with a few people on the headphones. But that's not G or PG.